if you were just kidding with this person and they do get upset, then you might say, I didn't know he'd get, what would you say? Would you say upset?
Yeah, upset so easily or something like that.
If someone is going to lose their temper and you want to, you're trying to tell him not to lose his temper, what might you say? Well, just...
calm down.
When would you say, we'll just calm down and say...
I would say it when they began to get mad.
You ever say, keep calm?
Not really, no.
Would you use that in a different time than when you'd say, calm down?
I think I'd come nearer saying stay calm or be calm than to say keep calm. Keep calm doesn't strike me as making sense.
When would you say stay calm?
When somebody might be under a strain and be just beginning to get nervous, and I would say be calm, be calm.
If you've been working very, let's say you have been working very hard, let's just suppose that. You might say that you're very
tired.
What are some other words that you would use maybe to show how tired you are?
Worn out. Tired out. Some people say bushed, but I don't.
Okay. Would you ever say fagged out?
No, I really don't.
Okay. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
And then if it's just nothing else. Well, no, you said you might use worn out if you were to show how tired you are.
Yeah.
Okay. The person has been well, but you might hear that they have become ill. So you would say, well, last night she kind of just
got sick.
Okay. You ever heard any other expressions to explain this?
Oh, well, you know, you hear people say she took sick and stuff like that, but she got sick. Kind of covers it.
Okay. Someone maybe gets wet or cold, then the very next night, what might happen to them? How might it get sick?
They might have a chill.
All right. And if there was if they were sneezing, their nose was running a lot, and they were all stuffed up, then what would be the matter with what would have happened?
Probably have a cold.
All right. And when you've got a dripping in your throat or your throat is sore, then your voice is usually
hoarse.
A lot of times when you have a cold, you sneeze and then you also might have a
runny nose.
Well, yeah, but what other type of side effect would you have of a cold? Well, when I have asthma, I usually have to, my wheezing causes me to.
Have a post-nasal drip?
No.
Cough?
Yes. If you have some medicine that's by your bed, and someone might come in and you say, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And then, but Poppy can't hear, so we're afraid that he's going
deaf.
When you're out in the, you do this real well, when you're out in the, working real hard, and then you start to sweat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you might say that by the time he finished, he what a lot in the sun. What would you say? You say he